Can large language models debug like humans? Microsoft might just have the answer with their new Debug Gym. Welcome to the AI Agent Daily Brief, your go-to for the latest AI updates. Today is Friday, April 11th, 2025. Here's what you need to know about Microsoft's innovative leap in AI coding tools. Let's dive in. Despite the impressive strides made in AI coding tools, debugging remains a tough nut to crack. Large language models, or LLMs, are great at generating code snippets and sometimes even suggesting fixes. But when it comes to tackling runtime errors or navigating logical faults, they often hit a wall. Human developers have long relied on interactive debuggers, like Python's PDB, to inspect variables, trace execution, and really understand what's going on in the code. This kind of exploratory reasoning is where most LLMs fall short, as they typically operate in static environments with limited dynamic feedback. Enter Debug Gym, Microsoft's latest brainchild. It's a Python-based environment designed to see just how well AI agents can handle realistic code repair tasks using interactive debugging tools. Debug Gym gives these agents the ability to employ debugging commands, check out runtime behavior, and refine their approach through active exploration. Instead of just predicting corrections, these AI agents can interact with their environment to gather evidence before proposing solutions. This mirrors the human approach to software repair much more closely and allows for a better assessment of reasoning strategies in complex scenarios. The technical architecture of Debug Gym is pretty fascinating. It supports experimentation with interactive, tool-aware coding agents and presents them with error-prone Python programs. These agents are granted access to debugging tools through a controlled interface, allowing them to inspect stack frames, step through execution, and evaluate variables. With structured inputs like traceback data, the agents can respond with commands or code edits. The environment is also modular, making it easy to swap out agents or debugging tools, and it's open source, encouraging collaboration and comparative evaluation. Initial experiments using Debug Gym have shown promising results. AI agents that leveraged interactive tools were better equipped to resolve complex bugs. According to Microsoft's evaluation, agents that issued and interpreted debugging commands like printing variables or navigating through stack frames were more accurate and efficient in code repairs compared to their static counterparts. In a benchmark of 150 diverse bug cases, interactive agents achieved a notably higher success rate, resolving over half the problems with fewer iterations. The insights from Debug Gym offer a lot of potential for the future. Researchers can now analyze tool usage patterns, explore where agents deviate from productive debugging strategies, and identify common failure points. This introspection supports the iterative development of agent policies and opens doors for fine-tuning models using richer feedback. Debug Gym even supports reinforcement learning from interaction histories, allowing future models to learn not just from human demonstrations, but also from structured sequences of debugging actions. In conclusion, Debug Gym is a practical step forward in advancing LLM-based coding tools. By incorporating interactive debugging, it aligns more closely with how real-world developers work. This environment enables precise measurement of agent capabilities in dynamic code repair and provides the framework needed to train and evaluate agents that learn from exploration. While there are still challenges in understanding nuanced runtime contexts, Debug Gym lays the groundwork for developing agents that can systematically reason through bugs using external tools. It's a shift from passive code suggestion to active problem solving, representing a meaningful step toward integrating LLMs into professional software development environments. Imagine trying to manage a bustling city where the traffic lights, public transport, and emergency services all need to work in harmony. That's exactly what Komunda's new agentic orchestration capabilities aim to do for AI agents within organizations. Komunda's latest innovation is all about making AI not just a standalone tool, but a part of a larger, integrated system. Daniel Meyer, Komunda's chief technology officer, highlighted the importance of this advancement, saying, To unlock AI's full potential, organizations must move beyond isolated applications and operationalize AI within a holistic, composable enterprise architecture. What makes this new orchestration capability stand out is its flexibility. Comunda allows users to blend deterministic orchestration, which is the logic you define at design time, with non-deterministic orchestration, where logic gets determined at runtime using AI models and real-time data. This means you can decide how much AI you want to incorporate into your processes while staying within certain guardrails. The release includes some pretty neat features like ad hoc sub-processes that let tasks be activated dynamically. There's also Comunda Copilot, which can generate BPMN, business process model and notation, diagrams from any text input. And if you've got legacy systems without application programming interfaces, Comunda's robotic process automation can help bridge those gaps. Meyer pointed out that with Comunda's composable architecture, organizations aren't stuck with a single AI or automation technology. This is crucial because getting locked into one system can lead to broken, disjointed processes that frustrate both customers and employees. Instead, Comunda's scalable orchestration layer processes real-time data and handles high transaction volumes. This leads to personalized customer experiences and proactive employee support. The fintech world is buzzing with a new trend: AI agents for investment research. Companies like Robinhood and a slew of New York startups are jumping on board, leveraging AI to enhance the research process for investment bankers and investors alike. Imagine the traditional investment research process, often tedious and time-consuming, now turbocharged by AI agents that can analyze vast amounts of data and even draft presentations. It's like having a supercharged assistant that never sleeps, helping financial professionals make smarter, faster decisions. So why is this such a big deal? Well, the fintech industry has been slow to adopt AI for investment research due to regulatory and compliance hurdles. But now, with these new AI capabilities, firms can tackle labor-intensive tasks that have been crying out for innovation. Take Hebbia, for instance. This New York startup uses AI to speed up research for financial institutions. Hebbia's software connects to secure data rooms, analyzing everything from a company's customer concentration to potential red flags in investment pitches. It saves private equity firms up to 30 hours per deal, according to their CEO, George Savolka. Another player, AlphaSense, is helping analysts with due diligence and market analysis. If an analyst is prepping for a CEO meeting, AlphaSense can provide insights on the executive's priorities. It's like having a crystal ball for business strategy. And then there's Rogo, which automates the summaries analysts need to write for quarterly earnings. Imagine wanting to pitch an acquisition idea. Rogo can help create a presentation summarizing potential AI startup targets. It's a game changer for making informed decisions quickly. Even Ravenpack is expanding its AI offerings. Known for analyzing news and regulatory filings, it now offers stock watch lists and automated research reports. It's a tool that lets analysts keep their finger on the pulse of market-moving events. With these advancements, the fintech industry is poised for a transformation. AI agents are not just making investment research faster, they're making it smarter. As more firms adopt these tools, we might see a shift in how investment decisions are made, potentially leading to more informed and timely investments. Let's talk about a story that's been making waves across the nation. Lawmakers are tackling the potential dangers of artificial intelligence chatbots after parents raised concerns. This is a story of technology, tragedy, and the drive for change. It all began with a heartbreaking incident involving a 14-year-old boy named Sewell Setzer III. After interacting with chatbots on the character.ai platform, he tragically took his own life. His mother, Megan Garcia, turned her grief into action, suing the company and pushing for legislation to protect young people from the risks posed by these digital companions. Now, California is at the forefront of addressing these concerns with Senate Bill 243. This proposed legislation would require chatbot platforms to remind users every 3 hours that they're interacting with artificial intelligence and not humans. The bill also mandates protocols for handling suicidal ideation, including showing users suicide prevention resources. The legislation is gaining support from children's advocacy groups like Common Sense Media and the American Academy of Pediatrics, who argue that while technological innovation is crucial, the safety of our children should never be compromised. As Senator Steve Padilla put it, "Our children cannot be used as guinea pigs to test the safety of these products." However, not everyone is on board. Tech industry groups, including TechNet and the California Chamber of Commerce, argue that the bill imposes unnecessary and burdensome requirements. The Electronic Frontier Foundation has even raised First Amendment concerns, questioning whether the regulation is too broad. Character.ai, the company at the center of this controversy, insists it's committed to user safety. They've introduced new features like parental controls and moderation tools to help curb harmful interactions. But the debate continues over how to balance innovation with protection. This story is a poignant reminder of the impact technology can have on our lives. As lawmakers grapple with defining what constitutes a companion chatbot, the hope is that this legislation could become a national model for safeguarding young users. It's a critical step in ensuring that as technology evolves, it does so responsibly. That's it for today's The AI Agent Daily Brief. Microsoft's Debug Gym is changing how AI agents tackle coding challenges, and California's legislative efforts are setting a precedent for AI safety. Thanks for tuning in. Subscribe to stay updated. This is Michelle, signing off. Until next time.